Listening Library presents Storm Chaser, The Edge Chronicles Book 2, by Paul Stewart and Chris Riddell. Read for you by John Lee. Introduction. Far, far away, jutting out into the emptiness beyond, like the figurehead of a mighty stone ship, is the Edge. A broad swollen river, the Edgewater, pours endlessly over the lip of rock at its overhanging point, and down into the void below. Its source lies far inland, high up in the dark and perilous deep woods. On the fringes of this great forest, where the clouds descend, lie the Edgelands, a barren wasteland of swirling mists, spirits, and nightmares. Those who lose themselves in the Edgelands face one of two possible fates. The lucky ones will stumble blindly to the cliff edge and plunge to their deaths. The unlucky ones will find themselves in the twilight woods. Bathed in their never-ending golden half-light, the twilight woods are enchanting, but also treacherous. The atmosphere there is intoxicating. Those who breathe it for too long forget the reason they ever came, like the lost knights on long-forgotten quests who would give up on life, if only life would give up on them. On occasions, the heavy stillness of the twilight woods is disturbed by violent storms which blow in from beyond the edge. Drawn there like moths to a flame, the storms circle the glowing sky, sometimes for days at a time. Some of the storms are special. The lightning bolts they release create stormfracs, a substance so valuable that, despite the awful dangers of the Twilight Woods,